E re re kawana, te awa nui mai te kāhui maunga ki Tangaroa, ko e te awa, ko te awa ko au. E ngā rangatira, e hui mai tēnei rā, tēnei te mihi nui ki a koutou.
Well, I truly am not going to take long. But I didn't... But I didn't come here to say nothing, so you can just wait before we go and have a kai. And wow, all those people to follow. So I'm going to bring it down a little few years, and I'm going to focus really on the role that I was given. But then I was sitting there and I was reflecting on 1984 because, you know, this is the journey. And then I was looking back to 1984. Well, that was the year my dad got his letter from the railways as part of those big changes. And off we went, leaving our little taihape and off to the big city of Whanganui. But actually, that was my discovery of my iwitanga, because we were one of those families who were supported really well in those times. You know, we had a house, my dad had a stable job, we ate really well, and then we went on the big shift. He didn't have a job, we weren't eating that well, and you soon had to come to terms with it, and we have. And here I am, CEO of Te O Ranganui. I just chucked that in, by the way. So I better get back to my script. And my script, you know, and I was thinking about the role when you work for iwi, or some karawa, as wise as he was, Sir Archie Taurua gives you a job. And this other little bossy lady who was right behind him saying, give her a job, the Honourable Tariana Turia. And I'm thinking about our role when you start to work with iwi, or you're given these roles. And you're kind of caught in this paradigm where you're trying to address the past, you're trying to provide for the present, and then you need to find the pathway of securing the future. You know, not small jobs. And I've just completed one, so I'm really happy about that with my wanaunga, and that was the achievement of settlement of our Whanganui River claim. But on to the next job is actually trying to secure what that future looks like. And nobody gives you a day off when you're working for iwi. So all the emails start and all the questions start about what are you doing, what haven't you done yet. And then you've got to look at securing our future. So I want to think about the first job that they gave me. And that was in 1997. I think our iwi have been quite good at bringing us together at certain times, and as wānau, hapu and iwi planning over time periods, and I really like that. If you don't have a time, well, it can happen whenever. But in 1998, the iwi came together and they had a development summit back home. And I was given a role to lead the rangatahi portion of that, the workshop, the rangatahi workshop for that summit. And you don't stop after you've been given a job. So consecutively since then, I have been, a bit old now, but I have been making sure that we have a strategy aimed at including and increasing the exposure of our rangatahi to our iwitanga. And we developed a strategy called Mai Te Pūtaki Ki Te Kōpounga, from the source to the big open space. So from the beginning, what are we doing with our tamariki, with our rangatahi, up until they go out into the big wide world? And we developed opportunities for them to participate in noho and summits regularly over that period. But it's not enough in isolation. It's not enough by itself. What it was really good at was building our rangatahi's relationships with each other. We had instances in Raitahi where my wānau was from, where our kids were going to school on the bus and having a scrap. And when they called a wānau hui together, they found out they were cousins. And this is in Raitahi. And they didn't know they were cousins. So that just shows you, though, how big our job is. It is a huge job, and don't underestimate how big that job is. And so we've been having summits between our mountain rangatahi and our river rangatahi, because they're our future. But if they haven't built a relationship now, when they get given the job of describing our future and they don't know each other, how far apart do you think that vision is going to be? So we've been doing those summits. But actually, it's got to be a whole system of things. And if I leave anything here today, it is about describing what that system needs to look like and saying that we do need to push harder, particularly in education. We need to have exposure for our tamariki to what it is like to be iwi in their own land. And it needs to be for everybody, not just our tamariki. We have a problem in New Zealand of not taking the country forward because they don't ever get exposed to what we are, to who we are, to our reo, and it becomes so foreign that they don't want to know. And we, you know, unfortunately, we're in this place where everybody's caught up. We've got a bit of settlements coming. We've been given a greater leadership role. But, and yet we've got this whole vast of gap that we have to try and fill. So we've got to get a buy-in from the education system. And Whanganui built that into their settlement. Because we had kura Whanganui, kura Māori, who were teaching Whanganui mita, Whanganui geography, and when Ero come in, they said it didn't align to the curriculum. So we had to secure that in settlement, and we shouldn't have to. We should have an education system that embraces that. So, you know, we need to be doing things as iwi. We need to be doing things in all of the other parts of the system that our children exist within. And we need to make sure that that is, you know, across this country. Because I don't really truly want to keep you too much longer, I wanted to talk about some of the work that we do then in engaging whānau and our journey of whānau water. So Te Oranga Nui is an iwi health and social provider delivering to roughly 7,500 people. And we've been fortunate enough to be on this whānau water journey and part of the developing policy. But it's hard also because you're coming to an environment that has been very separated. You're trying to work with whānau who haven't actually been asked to develop dreams, who haven't been actually encouraged or inspired to think about what that beautiful future looks like. And if you listen to Abraham Maslow, he says that's because we have needs that must be met before we self-actualize. Did I say that right? It really means your full potential. But that theorist, he had to put that in, so, you know, people like me do actually study and get to grips with it. But I think Maslow's a pretty onto it fella. He says, first and foremost, we must have our basic needs met. Our need for shelter, for food. He says a couple of other things, you know, intimacy and all those kind of things. Water, air. Then he says safety, and we've mentioned that this morning. The need to feel safe. All the polls that have come out the voting debates. Family violence has been at the highest of their concerns. So there's still some issues to deal with in terms of safety. Then he says, you know, love, sense of belonging, and you move your way up, and it's not until you have all of those dealt with can you self-actualize or not. Did that wrong, sorry. Can you fulfill your potential? Okay. So I know at Te Oranga Nui, we spend a lot of time down the bottom. We still aim for the top, though. And I think that's the difference with whānau water. It's not getting stuck at the bottom. It's saying, okay, we've dealt with that. What's next? Not, okay, we've dealt with that. See you later. And that's whānau water. Transforming, not transacting. And if you take that lens into everything you do as an iwi, and you review everything you do against whether or not it transacts and transforms, I think you'll start to find we've got to change some of the things that we do. It's not just good enough to be having scholarships unless they lead somewhere. One of the biggest, most supportive person who's got all the scholarships from our tribe hasn't been home since, you know? So, return on your investment? That one, we're still waiting for that. So, so I just really wanted to share how big the job is, how if you start, you won't get out. So, just have a quick look before you get in. And I did want to say it's a really exciting time for us, I think it is. We lack a little bit of capacity because, you know, we're trying to build up our school level wherever that takes us. And those of us left at home, you know, well, we're ready for a holiday anytime soon. So when you're ready, know my hoki mai. And I think that's truly where we're at. There will be some roles coming up, and there will be a need for you to come back and take up your place, or go wherever you're from and take up your place. But just before I finish, I want to share with you one of my hopes and dreams, because you might be able to help me. And it'd be really stupid if I didn't take this opportunity to say that I am number 6. And I'm not going to tell you where. You can find that out. Just Google me. And if you do 2 ticks, then I might be moving my way on a new pathway. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.